I'm now joined with Councillor Anthony Flynn, Inner City Helping Homeless, I'm the CEO. He's going to be talking about re-establishing Lord Mayor's Homelessness Forum. Good morning, Anthony. Thank you very much for joining us.
Morning.
Anthony, first of all, you've had discussions with the new Lord Mayor of Dublin, Hazel Chew, to re-establish the Lord Mayor's Forum on Homelessness. And the good news is that she's already begun talks herself in order to tackle the crisis. Tell us more about it and what exactly is within the forum.
Well, I suppose the first thing is that the forum was initiated by former Lord Mayor Christy Bourke a number of years ago. And I suppose it was, when we say the height of the homeless crisis, we haven't seen the homeless crisis go away or reduce in any way, shape or form since then. We hear the words, pandemic and epidemic and, so those words are thrown around in regard to homelessness over the last number of years, as well as we see now that we're in, I suppose, a total different realm of society and what's going on in terms of COVID-19. And I suppose homelessness in a state of disarray has been for a number of years. But when Christy Bourke first initiated that, it brought together the agencies that were working on the ground, the statutory bodies, the NGOs, the voluntary organisations, and the groupings, I suppose, that are really, really at the forefront of what was going on in terms of homelessness. And it seemed after Christy Bourke, his term as Lord Mayor, finished, that the Lord Mayor's Forum on Homelessness kind of went by the wayside. And I suppose 2 weeks ago, we had a situation where we had a young man who died on Parnell Street in Dublin, and a laneway off one of the busiest thoroughfares in Dublin. And I suppose I got a phone call to come down that afternoon to the scene. And, I've had many of these phone calls over the last number of years where somebody's passed away and I've had to attend scenes. And I've seen that Hazel, although we might not agree with each other's politics, I'm an independent and Hazel is a Green Party candidate to a certain extent. We have a lot that's in common as well. And I suppose that was the kind of initiation, really, of me sending Hazel a letter and asking her would she be interested in setting up the Lord Mayor's Forum. And I was delighted to see that she had already taken steps on her first day in office to call in the housing managers in DCC and have a conversation with them, not around the forum, but around housing and homelessness in general. The approach was made in terms of re-establishing the Lord Mayor's Forum. And last week we had a letter back from Hazel to say that this was already in progress and this is something that she was interested in. And something that I was very specific about was that this would be something that was led by the charitable sector, that was led by the NGOs, it was led by the volunteers, and it was led by the people that were working on the ground. And that we have a voice from those that are homeless as well, rather than be ran by from the DRHE or ran by DCC. And this is something that obviously she's very interested in, and she's agreed to re-establish, and the motions have already been put in place in order to do so. So my recommendations would be, as I said, that we have a situation where the NGOs are represented, the council is represented, but more importantly, that homeless people are represented. And we've got to do this right, because the Lord Mayor's that the Lord Mayor has, I wouldn't be too impressed with how the Lord Mayorship is chopped up, and there's only a year for that individual to put their stamp really on the office, which to me is not a hell of a lot of time. We're probably looking at a Labour Lord Mayor next year, and I'd be hoping that the groundwork that was put in by former Lord Mayor Bourke, as I said, it did go by the wayside afterwards, but the groundwork that's re-established here by Lord Mayor Chew, that we look at how we kind of put the groundwork in there to make sure that this is something that doesn't go away, it doesn't go off the agenda. Homelessness hasn't went off the agenda for the last number of years. If anything, it's very prevalent. It's got a hell of a lot worse. And I suppose what we've got to do is work together in terms of how we feel this can be challenged. We saw a change of government recently as well. So I think there's some key recommendations that need to be brought forward. There's some key recommendations not only need to be brought forward to the council, but need to be brought forward to government in terms of how we actually change the face of homelessness.
Yeah, Anthony, by re-establishing the Lord Mayor's Forum on Homelessness, how will this affect, you know, the Homelessness Action Plan framework for Dublin 2019 to 2021, led by DRHE?
Well, look, you know, we might as well throw that plan out the window. That plan, and that's my opinion, you know, people in the DRHE will probably disagree with me, but, you know, the Homeless Action Plan framework has failed, it continues to fail. Homelessness is in disarray, it has been in disarray for a long, long time. You know, we've saw mistakes that have been made, and look, let's be honest, there was a lot of good that happened through COVID-19 as well. You know, a lot of people done some very, very difficult and some hard work through COVID-19 over the last 17, 18 weeks, and are still doing so. But in terms of moving people from homelessness, we have a serious, serious issue where we're spending a hell of a lot of money through the Housing First project. That Housing First project is not seeing the results that it should see or it should garner in comparison to our European counterparts. So, you know, what we've got to do is look at and measure our European counterparts in regard to how we're actually getting you know, how we're actually summing up. It's not working. The framework in total, I suppose, you know, has kind of, you know, it's moved and jigged in terms of COVID-19, the emergency response and the action plans that have had to be put in there. But, you know, in total, you know, the DRHE have been a lone ranger, really, for the last number of years. They've taken in all of the council boroughs in regard to Fingal, South Dublin, you know, and it's an initiative that, I suppose, we're not seeing the results that we should see. And you know, overall, I suppose, we're in a situation now where I think we need to reshape that. And I think that government, you know, in Dara O'Brien's position, you know, that he needs to evaluate whether or not the DRHE is actually, like, you know, my response to this is that what we've been doing for the last number of years is maintaining and sustaining homelessness. You know, for an example, through COVID-19, where I say, you know, people have been doing an amazing job to a certain extent, you know, the council have went out and taken 12-month license agreement leases from the likes of State City Apartments, for instance. You know, that's no longevity in terms of somebody actually getting their forever home. There's no longevity in that whatsoever. We have a situation here where these people that have been given these one-bedroom, two-bedroom apartments, with one-bedroom apartment costing €2,750 per month, which is absolutely ludicrous. We have seen the collapse of the tourist sector over the last number of months. And what we've done is the council have moved in and actually propped up that sector over the last number of months. And they've allowed that sector to sustain itself while sustaining homelessness. Instead of demanding that we go in and we take the Airbnb units that are no longer being rented out. We've landlords there, and we could force these landlords to put these units back onto the market. We could take these units through the housing assistance programme payments. We could ensure then that those individuals that aren't homeless have longevity in terms of the units that we put them into or the accommodation that we put them into. Instead, we've done the total opposite. We went and we've sustained the short-term market. We're pumping money into that at no end now at the moment, and there doesn't seem to be any kind of hype around the fact that we're doing this. You know, those individuals that are in those that are on those 12 months, and they're not even, you know, we're not even getting an agreement in terms of a contract on these units. They're 12-month licences, which are very, very worrying to me. You know, the licences, the wording around the licences is very, very bad, and Director of Homeless Services admitted that at a meeting with us a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, again, we kind of, well, we're doing the pinky and the brain thing. You know, it doesn't seem to be any kind of realization that, hang on a second, this is a problem that's been with us for a very, very long time. COVID-19 is going to be with us, you know, for the foreseeable future. We've got to ensure that what we do is right. What we do is right, not only for the homeless individual, the person that is homeless, but right for the city, right for the country. And you know, there doesn't seem to be that kind of forward planning thinking. And that's why I would say the likes of the framework and stuff like that, you know, it's not working. We saw Rebuild Ireland. Rebuild Ireland, a programme that was put in place a number of years ago by government. We don't even hear them talk about Rebuild Ireland.
No, we don't.
It's still in action.
Not at all.
It's gone. It's gone out the window.
True. Anthony, sorry for interrupting. There's been a big decline in the number of homeless people since the outbreak of the pandemic. Roughly, what's the rate of decline in terms of numbers, or even as a percentage?
Well, the rate of decline, you know, we've got to be honest that the rate of decline is purely on the basis that we have a ban on evictions. You know, and in tandem with that ban on evictions, what we have is we have a situation where we're not registering people or haven't registered people over the last number of months in the same fashion or the same means that we would have registered people that have become homeless. Or at the same speed, we haven't had access to the council. People haven't been able to get in because council was closed. So, you know, when someone did become homeless, you know, like let's be very, very clear. We've had incidences right through this pandemic where we had a frontline care worker slept in our car. She wasn't able to register as homeless. The team from the DOR, that's funded through the DOR HE, didn't get out to that individual for 5 nights and she was forced to sleep in her car. So, you know, there's reasons why the numbers are dropping, and the reasons why the numbers are not dropping are not the reasons that I would like to see. They're not the reasons that I suppose the general public and the individual that's homeless would like to see. We have a situation where there's a ban on evictions. Landlords cannot evict people. That was a major, major issue in terms of the flow of people that were coming in. And I've said it for the last 3 to 4 years. That means banks can't evict families. That means that landlords can't evict students, can't evict people that are working low-paid hours and so forth. So that has a real, real, you know, it's a real effect on the system as a whole. And it's probably sort of 20 to 25% decrease in the amount of people that have been in homeless services over the last number of months.
Okay, and in your view, sorry for interrupting, what's the possibility of having the ban on evictions and rent freezes extended?
Well, I understand that the National Housing and Homeless Coalition yesterday had a protest which some of my crew were at. And that protest was on Minister Dara O'Brien's office. And it was in relation to extending the ban on evictions. And Dara O'Brien was actually there, and he wouldn't deny or confirm whether he would, and I've heard that he's trying to kind of bait the ball back to the Minister for Health on it. So I think that there, you know, we can't say that we're not going to move into phase four of the reopening of Ireland and not extend this ban. So the ban will have to be extended. If we're going to be going along the line that we're not going to be moving into phase four, the ban will need to be extended, need to be upheld. My worry and my fear is the avalanche of people that come after this ban is, you know, for however many weeks they may leave this ban in place, my worry and my fear is what will happen when the ban is lifted, and what do we do with the avalanche of people that come? Because there's landlords out there that are waiting to evict people. We've had phone calls, the people have had letters, and an eviction notice can't actually ensue until, eviction notice cannot actually, cannot be used until the date that the eviction ban ends, say. So you cannot begin your notice period till that ban ends, which is due for the 27th, I think, of this month at the moment, or the 20th of this month. So we're in a situation where we're in limbo. In terms of eviction ban and whether or not he is going to extend that or we're going to get that moratorium. But the fear, and a real, real fear, is that when that ban is lifted, that we're going to have that avalanche of people. We haven't got the systems in place. Last night, you know, my team were on to me last night to say that there were no beds available within the system at 9 o'clock last night. We are going to have an absolute avalanche of people that are going to come at us in a manner, you know, that's no fault of their own, but in a way that we're not going to be able to cope with, and we're not going to be able to deal with from a homeless services point of view. So I expect more bedlam. I expect more, you know, disorientation in regard to what way homeless services management. And look, we spent the last 2 weeks planning COVID wave two. And, you know, we've had a major operation in place. And another one of the reasons why the Lord Mayor was contacted in regard to the Lord Mayor Forum was, I suppose, the pressure, strain and stress that was on homeless services through COVID-19 was absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, we've spent the last, I suppose, 2 weeks now really, you know, trying to rejig our systems and see how we cope and how we manage if we do get put into a lockdown. And it looks, you know, from extending the reopening phases, that it does look like as if we're in a situation where that's very, very feasible and very, very plausible that that might happen. You know, we had a team of 86 people that walked through COVID-19 and that walked through that phase. And you know, it was difficult. It was probably one of the most difficult things that I've had to deal with, you know, our reaction and how we move or how we reshaped, how we provided service or rejigged how we provided service through that time. You know, and I think that wave two will be absolutely, you know, it will really, really stick a knife in the back in terms of how we deal with homeless services. You know, wave one didn't go as rosy as everybody thought it did in terms of what they saw and the good work that everybody saw. You know, but it tired a hell of a lot of people out. You know, yeah. There's 86 people that were working with us through that time period. You know, and I don't think they'd be able to manage another phase of this. And I'm praying and I'm hoping that we don't have to initiate that emergency contingency plan.
And just to add what you said earlier, actually many working people who lost their jobs during the pandemic, you know, they've run into rent arrears, some with arrears as high as $5,000. You know, so once the pandemic payment stops, ban on evictions as well, we could end up with those becoming homelessness. Homeless.
Yeah. Well,
what's your view on that?
I suppose when we look at those that are in rent arrears, the biggest issue was that the rent relief didn't come quick enough. Although rent relief was put in place, that many of those couldn't get rent relief. Many had issues in regard to their pandemic unemployment payment, in regard to how that was going to be paid, or what you know, how quickly they were able to access that. And you know, let's not be too critical in terms of, because it was put in place fairly quick, probably not quick enough in my eyes. But again, I am always critical. But when we look at, you know, those that have fallen back into arrears, you know, that again will add to that avalanche of people that are going to be knocking on the door in terms of the eviction ban being lifted. Landlords are going to want their money, and through no fault of anybody's, of their own, particularly. All of the individuals that have fell into rent arrears are in a situation where they didn't know or don't know, some of them still don't know, whether or not they're going to be going back to work, or whether or not, you know, if you had somebody that was probably earning, you know, we could have had someone that was earning £700-800 a week or €800 a week, you know, on a drop of down to €350 in regard to the pandemic unemployment payment. That was a big, big gap, you know. And we had two people that were working with three kids, say, for instance, in a household, and were paying rent. You know, like, even when we look at the moratorium on mortgages, you know, or those payments being deferred, you know, many, many people are paying rent because they can't afford to get a mortgage, and they're paying more on rent than they would have been if they had got a mortgage. And the biggest killer here is going to be that those that have forked out for years and years and years on rent are going to be in a situation where, if they don't get brought back to work, like we look at the bars not being able to open back up next week, that's a situation where there's going to be thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that cannot go back to work, that work in that kind of industry. And whether it be the back end of the bars, you know, whether it be delivering stock, whether it be companies that supply these other companies, there's going to be a major, major fall off. The rent arrears is going to be a big, big issue. And they're going to add to the avalanche of people that are going to be coming knocking on the door, I believe.
Right, so, OK, we're going to have to leave it at that, Anthony. Time has caught up with us, unfortunately. So thanks again for joining us, and nice talking with you, and all the very best.
See you.
Take care. Now, that was Councillor Anthony Flynn, Inner City Helping Homelessness, talking about re-establishment of Lord Mayor's Forum on Homelessness.